the main Indian here. The unclear shaila is Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went down, broke the luchos, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskam ayodait. So there's a shaila, and the Rishonim speak about it, Bemis, they touch it in different ways. How was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to break the luchos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the luchos, it's written with a ksav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he went ahead and broke it. I mean, if he wanted to demonstrate how angry he was or whatever it was, he should have returned the luchos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they don't deserve the luchos, so you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it back. Like it says by the Levium, Lamashal, by the Mafteches, that they threw back, when they saw the Beis Hamikdash burning, they threw up the Mafteches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you know, we're not royal, take it back. But where's the Abalabas to break the luchos? Also, it's interesting, the pasuk that says "Valuchos Maisa Lekim Heima," "Vamichtav Michtav Lekim Hu Chorus Al Luchos," is stuck in the middle of the two parashas. In other words, it could have said when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him the luchos in the beginning that he went up to get luchos, and the luchos would be Maisa Lekim. Or psolucha, which actually wasn't maiselikim. So, but akapanim, it could have said it somewhere, either in the first or the second parasha, where you're talking about the luchos that exist. Over here, it's talking about when he's going down, already to see the chet egel, and that's where we have a little a description of the luchos. Vayifayed moishim rahash nechseidus biyadoi, and it says luchos ksuvim shnei avreya mizem mizem ksuvim. Valuchos Maisa Lekim Heima Vamichtav Michtav Lekim Hu Chorus Al Luchos. That's the wrong place to introduce the luchos. It's like when somebody buys an expensive suit, somebody says, you know, it's expensive, it's nice, it's good. When it rips, that's not the time to go say what its milas are. At this point, it should have either said at the very beginning, or should have said later when he's comparing the second luchos to the first luchos. Also, you have over here the mahalach of it says that the luchos had a standing nes, and there were two nisim. One nes was, it says, mem v'samach are b'neisim oimdim, which I guess needed to be because, well, it's also the result of the b'shnei avreim zeh mizeh m'suvim. Because it was written through and through, so you had two problems. First of all, the mem and the samach stood b'neis, and secondly, the etzem fact the Gemara says was a neis. The Gemara Shabbos Pesayin, the Gemara says was a neis that you could read both sides equally well. In other words, the Gemara says a lashon nevuv nun beis vav beis. Normally would read bubon if it was backwards, and you read it nevuv both ways. So there's a standing neis in the luchos always, which again begs the question always, standing nisim are never there as an auxiliary. The Rambam says in a few places that a neis should not be a standing neis, and we once explained, when we spoke about Beis HaMikdash, we said that the fact that the Oren Einam and Amida is the pshat, that's the atzmius of the Oren. It's not, most nisim are auxiliary. In other words, like the Rambam says, Klal Yisrael needed to cross the Yam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael needed to eat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man. But that there should be a nes in the etzim bria, so Mokom Oren Einam and Aminyan, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the etzim was a Mokom Mufka from Teva. That's how we understood it over there. But over here, the luchos themselves, that it was given Mishnei Avreim, Bal Korchach, that the Shnei Avreim is part of the Etzem Mahus of the luchos. It's not needed for anything. There's nothing here that you can say you need the luchos, the Mishnei Avreim. So Bal Korchach, it's something that is part of its Etzem Mahus. And Betzem, that was Goyrim, that the Mem and the Samach should be standing in midair. interesting, the Lashon, the Samach and Mem, Chazal say that, first of all, Samach is the Ois for Satan. The Gemara says that there was only Vayiskor Bostachtena, is the first place you find a Samach, because Gishnold Ishnold is Satan. The Lashon Chazal for the Malach, for the Satan, is Samoel. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. It's interesting that the Samach Mem, which is like all Malachim, you have like a foil, you have the Inyan plus the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Samach Mem, whatever it is Keneged the Oisius that Ashayach Torah. And of all the Oisius, those two were suspended in midair. So it's interesting, Nekuda, how come those were the Oisius? In the Shviras Haluchos, the Chazal listed as one of the three things that Moshe did midaitoi, and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yodei, and he said Asher Shibarta. So the emes is like this: the hoisiv yom echad midaitoi and the parish miisha midaitoi, those two lechura fall into a gather of a drabbanan. In other words, drabbanan have a koyach to make a siyok to Torah. Meikar adin, Chachamim can make a mishmeres to mishmeroisai, and that's what a person is supposed to do. A person is not supposed to scher lekarma minon zira valtikra lekarma scher minon zira valtikra lekarma. We tell a nazir go around and don't get close to the kerem. If you're going to smell the wine, you're going to drink it. So here also, gedurim not to come to an avera that is in the world of rabbanim. So Hoisi Yerechem Daita, this firm say, was in Matan Torah itself, there was a Rabbanim. Good. That's part of the Hoisef Midaitoi. The Hoisef Midaitoi of Precious Menaisha is also like that. It's a Gedet of Torah, because he was always ready for the Nevuah. So those two Gedorim fall under the general Rabbanim, the Keklolim of that a person Midaitoi is supposed to add Gedorim to the Torah. The Shviras Haluchos Lechur is not a get it anything really, it's a halacha. In other words, he held that they had a din of a saita and so on. That Hoisev Midaita is very different. And the question is, where is there a makom of there for Hoisev Midaita? On Mishmeres and in Dinyanim of Mishmeres, that's classical Hoisev Midaita. That's where the das of a person is supposed to be kaveh gdorim, because he knows his own weaknesses. But where over here do you have, by the Maise Luchos, by the Shviras Haluchos, that type of Inyan, that Midaita is Inyan. So, we'll explain the Inyan. The Mokar is Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks about, he has this kasha of the Shviras Haluchos, and Rabbeinu Bechaya says the following. He says, he gives, Ke'ilu, he says, two Inyanim, together, and just effortlessly goes from one to the other, and we'll try to understand the two inyanim together. The first thing he has said as a kasha, moshel, if a melech gave somebody a ksav, and the person didn't want to accept it, the melech sends a letter to somebody, the shliach knocks on the door, and the person doesn't want to accept it, so should he rip it up or should he return it to the melech and say, you know, return to the sender? Certainly the latter. So what's the pshat that he ripped it up? So Rabbi Bechaya gives he adds something to that mashal. He says, imagine that the letters of the letter started fading. So certainly the right thing to do is to get rid of the letter. Gain is the letter, I think he says. Baal Kaponim, since Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Oisius were Poyuches Ba'avir, he saw the letters leaving the Luchos. That's why he felt compelled to be gonizit. And then he says, I assume from the context that it's just another facet of the same inyan, he says, L'mashal, he brings, I think it's a chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands started getting, the luchos started getting very, very heavy, and since the luchos started getting heavy, they fell from his hands and they broke. He couldn't carry them anymore, which is not clear. The psukim kilo say he threw it out. But Al Kapanim, that's his second teretz, and in his mashmos, it's mashma, it's just another way of saying the first teretz. So let's try to understand what the teichna of Rabbeinu Bechaya's teretz is. And he himself alludes to different inyanim. You find a few things in the Torah that it says l'mashal, chay noises atzmai, that on Shabbos, if you have a living person, so meika din you're not oiva if you carry him, because chay noises atzmai, a mace, you are oiva because he's not a chay anymore. You find l'mashal, the aron was called noise es noise of. It carried the people that carried it. Another place, it says, Vayisa Yaakov es raglov. So it says like a person with a psura misamachas, that as if the feet get lifted off. So you find in yonim of ke'ilu, a person becomes lighter. What's the pshat in that? What does it mean? The mashal that Chazal give to the Maral says it, and the Maral says it much more firmly in a lot of places. Maral speaks about Tzipora, Maral speaks about different inyanim. Let's imagine, for instance, let's take something in the world. A ship is going in the ocean. The ship itself weighs, it's out of metal that weighs hundreds of thousands of tons. And yet it floats, and the reason is because the ship is full of air, and the air is lighter than the water, so it floats. Same thing, a balloon filled with helium floats because it contains something which by its nature is lighter than what's around it, and the mail it floats. The way we look at it physically is a little different. We look at it not that the helium floats, but the pressure pushes it up. But it doesn't make a difference. Lemaisa mitzad the moshel shebedava, we find there are things in the world that are heavy, thick, massive, and there are things that are light. When Kadmoinim were koiveya, different vectors for directions, anything that's striving upwards is ruchni. Anything that is striving downwards is chumri. So the nature, the most physical of all types of matter is solids, earth, offer the way the Kadmonim call it, and its tendency is to be heavy, thick, and to go downwards. Somebody who is very chumri, we speak about him as not being uplifted at all. Things that are ruchni tend to float upwards, to go upwards. The Baal HaTanya brings that the reason why a fire keeps flickering is because Eish is be'etzem above this world, and it's looking to shoot up and to get rid of the attachment to the chumri. So the physical correlation to chumri and ruchni is earth and air, mass and not mass, heavy and light. Those are the differences. That's why tzipor, it's meram zakal yisol, tzipor is something light. It's something that, even a tzipor, it's interesting, the way it's constructed is its bones are hollow, which also gives it that toichin of air so that it's lighter and it's able to go up. So you have an interesting phenomena in this world which has a tremendous correlation to other inyanim. In this world, a kli, if you fill a kli, most of the time, full kli is much heavier than an empty kli. Because if you fill it up with chaymer, it becomes very full and very heavy, and it sinks and it's heavy to move. That's chaymer in this world. If you fill something with not ruchnius is something that pushes itself upwards. It does not find its place in this metzias, and b'meila it seeks to go upwards. The if you fill a kli with that, so to speak, then the whole kli takes on the property. just like the neshama is mashpia on the guf, and the lashon of the Ramchal is it's mezachich the guf. The Ramchal says by its very presence, even if a person is not doing any mitzvahs, and it's one of the nyanim why a sick person who's not doing anything, we still do everything to keep him alive, because there's a zichuch that the neshama has in the guf just by its very presence. The guf is a more noble and more elevated body simply because the neshama is in it, and the guf mela has in itself the properties of neshama. So when something becomes a kli to an inyan of neshama, it picks up those properties. So the mashal, a chai is nice as atma. Even if the person is a chayla, but as long as he's chai, the chiyus produces a lift on his body, so to speak. And the mele is nice as atma. He's not like a mace who's very heavy. The urn is nice as nisav. It wasn't just a nice stam that, you know, if as a scharf, a carrying the urn, it gives them kfitzas adera. The urn is nice as nisav because the urn contains in itself something otherworldly. It contains an neshama to itself, and b'meila the neshama lifts up. That's the metzias of neshama. Neshama is lifting upwards, and it lifts up anyone that comes into contact with it. And the same thing in Moshe by Yaakov, on a much lower dag. It says by Yaakov, by Yises, Raglov. So Rashi says, like a person who heard a psura taiva, and he runs. He feels light on his feet. So the pshat is when somebody has a psura taiva, there's a filling up with ruach. The person has a lot more ruach, and b'meila he's lighter on his feet. That's the pshat in this phenomenon. So you have that inyanim of that the inyanim and the bria that are a merger of guf and neshama. It's not only the pshat that the guf is a vehicle for keeping it in this world. The neshama is something that creates an effect on the guf, just like a balloon filled with helium tries to move upwards. Even though the balloon itself is physical, the same thing, even though the guf is a dava chumri, as long as the neshama in it, it has a nasiya lamaila. That's the, there's an interesting difference in Lashon Kodesh. The word laharim and the word nasoi and the word harom is both of them mean to pick up, to lift up. But there's a big difference. Harama is a physical thing lifting up something else physical. So any time that you make with the hand, you pick up something, you lift it up, the harama is something that stands on top of something else physically. In other words, we speak about something's height. The height of something, it's called roim. In other words, it is higher. It's the same scale. You have 10 feet. Something stands at 2 feet, something at 5 feet, something at 10 feet. That measurement is called roim. The height as regards the ground. How much has it been lifted from the ground up? That's the measurement of roim. The Nasiya means to lift up, and that's something that is lifted up from the top. In other words, a Nasi is someone who's elevated mitzad his ruchnius. His ruchnius elevates his whole metzias. It's as if somebody, he's not lifting up from the bottom, he's being lifted from the top. And that's why there's no makom to measure the it klapi something else. Nasi means he's above everyone else. He's not taller than everybody else, but he's above everyone else. That's the difference between Nasi and Rome. So Rome refers to physically lifting, which is from the bottom up, and one you measure one against the other, Nesius means lifting from the top upward, lifting the thing up because it's connected to something higher. And b'meila, it has no shaykhus to what's around it. We say, Roma kol goyim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on goyim, it's a measurement of roim. In other words, a goy doesn't perceive something otherworldly. The goy perceives it bigger, taller, stronger, wiser, greater, and so on. It's always within the context of a physical world. It's not the context of a davar ruchni uplifting something. That is the difference between Roman and a sight. So those in Yanim that have in it guf and neshama or ruach in it, all are part of that mahalach of nesia. When a person, we say lamashal once spoke about atishitim oimdim, that when something is standing, a balchai, an adam stands until misa. It says kechot ticha kol berech zuyem misa. A person falls down yema misa. In other words, when the ruach leaves him, he collapses, and he loses his nesius. What keeps a person uplifted is the ruach hachaim in him, and b'meila, he loses that and he no longer has it. Both in yanim have a din of geniza. Sai a person when he's nifta, sai tashmishi kedusha. The difference between tashmishi kedusha and tashmishi mitzvah are tashmishi mitzvah are chafetzim de mitzvah. Tashmishi kedusha all have the mocker in ksav. Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, the nartik, and so on. In other words, tashmishi mitzvah are a chafetz that has been lifted up in the sense of like truma. In Meloshon Roim, it's better, it's bigger, and as long as you don't dat mevazit, that's fine. That's the Tashmishi Kedusha having themselves an inyan where something from, when you wrote the ksav on it, you give it a content as well. When a person has a pair of tzitzis, the tzitzis are the tzitzis. A person can understand that tzitzis remind a person Kisya Kovid, of Shemayim, of Mayim, they remind the person of Tariq Mitzvahs, but the tzitzis don't contain more than that. It's not a kli for anything, it's a chetimtza for something. It's a kli in the sense that it's a vehicle to get someplace. Tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah, those in Yanim that have in themselves kedusha, and certainly the bias, based on Migdash, those are in Yanim where the center of it is a ksav of some sort, Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, that is something that has a chiyus bifnim. They need kavana, in the Shemus. It's something that has a kavana b'toichoy, because anything written contains a toichen to it. Those are those dugmas that have something in it. When that breaks, it requires kavura for two reasons. First of all, it's a bizoyan. In other words, when something had its tzuras Adam and chiyus and it no longer has it, so that's a bizoyan, and that's why it needs kavura. Le'solon nivlasei, there's an iser. A person had a tzel malakim and lost it, so it's very degrading. So those in yanim, something which had in itself and lost it, is something which is it's a certain yurida, and als bizoyan you have to uncover it. There's a second reason and a more subtle reason. The yisoid of all avodah zarah is where you take a guf and a neshama. You disregard the neshama, and you stick to the guf. The Rambam says when he speaks in Avodah Zarah, had Avodah Zarah start in the Bria, So it was a transitory process where first HaKadosh Baruch Hu became associated with Galgalim, and then basically you latched onto the Galgalim because they're associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you dropped HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you stuck with the Galgalim. The Seyud of every Avodah Zarah in the Bria, it's called Mekatzes Netiyos. It's like when a person chops a plant off the ground. So a person says, hey, this is a beautiful rose. It looks very nice. I want it in my living room. But if you cut it from the ground, it loses its chiyus and it wilts. The rose itself is beautiful only as long as it has a chiyus that gives it its color and its odor and so on. Cut it off, it wilts and it dries. This Avodah Zarah is metame kemes, the whole perek, and it's called zivchei mesim. The pshat is because what the person did was he took the kli, threw out the teichin, and gave the kli its own importance. So the process really starts even when it's b'chayim, l'moshel. If a person worships a guf, a living person, if a person admires a living person, so if the admiration is for his teichin, for his dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his chachma, for this, for that, good. Then the pshat is the person just a chetim. It says the Shem Hashem is nikra on tzaddikim and so on. The tzaddikim are called with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Hamikdash called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that has in itself that ruach has in itself a Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it takes a discerning eye to realize, are you focusing on the guf or on the neshama? And if the person dies, and we mummify the person, so to speak, and we make his guf, then it's a gloy milsam afreya that there never was a siachsus neshama. That's avodah zarah be'etzim. So zivchei mesim is a description of avodah zarah. Now avodah zarah is metame kemes, because the same thing. All of avodah zarah is where a person took the kelim, even after the ruach is gone, after the neshama is gone, or even while it's there, but he takes the kli and leaves alone the teichn of it. That's mitkatzes benetiyos. The kvura of a person started when after the person was choite, and all averes, the shayish of all averes is where the person takes the chitzonius and makes the ikar and loses the ruach. That's when a person went through malchut kvura. You can't, people are no longer people. A person is only a kli for his teichin, and when the teichin is spilled, the kli is worthless. And that's where the kvura comes from. Same thing with tashmish ektush and so on. Since it had a teichin, and it lost the teichin, then there's a chi of kvura mitzad, that itself is a hemshich of admiring its kedusha, of relating to its kedusha, that when its teichin is gone, the whole chayfetz is gone. That's the Rabbeinu Bechaya that brings both in Yanim. And Bechaya says there are two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. He broke the luchos because of one thing is that since the ksav was nimchak, it's like the neshama. Chazal bring that same mashal. They say that oisis paras bavir, when a person, when someone dies, there's a gvil and there's oisis, it's you carry out twice. All of those mishalim are very, very exact mishalim. So when the ksav, when Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu carried down the luchos, and there was no neshama left to the luchos, then b'meila it needed kvura. The Shvira and the Kvura was the same inyan as the Kvura Adam when he dies. That's also the pshat that the Luchos became too heavy for Moshe Rabbeinu and he dropped them. It means the Luchos were light only because they had in themselves the Neshama, they had the Oisius. When the Oisius left it became just another slab of stone. And b'meila it became heavy and it broke. It's two facets of the same phenomenon. Let's think a little bit into the etzim inyan that they said, that Chazal say that the luchos were b'nei snitnu. In normally in the normal mahalach of kelim. For instance, let's say I have a kli, and I fill up the kli with something inside it. I put coins in a kli. I take out the coins. The kli is the same kli. Before it had coins, now it doesn't have coins. Der hechetimtza is the kli as a shem kli b'fnei atzmoi, and it has a basic kibbul, and you can put things in, you can take things out. There's another type of kli. Let's take, for instance, a person fills up a balloon with water. As he fills it up with water, it stretches, and it holds the water. When you spill the water out, it contracts again, and becomes very small. Because that's a kli only mikoyach the chayfetz itself. A person has a kli that's expensive. So the kli stays, things come, things go. If a person has a wrapper or a shopping bag for some object, he finishes using it, he throws out the garbage, the shopping bag, he throws out the wrapping, because it was a kli, it was kol kulei teichin, with the kli only chetimtz to get the teichin down. So those in yanim that have in itself, the more the teichin is the ikar, and the more that the kli is the tuffle, it will become bottled to it. We've spoken a lot of times about kli cheres. Kli cheres is the ultimate kli. Kelim are the ikar kli cheres. When you speak of a stam kli, almost always mean kli cheres. And a kli cheres is something that once you finish using it, you break it. It has no tikkunim. It's nishbar. It's cheres and nishbar. You just break it out, throw it out. It's not only the pshat that it was because it was not expensive, so you could afford to get rid of it. It's be'etzim, the whole mitzvah of kli cheres is just to serve as a kli for something. It's gone. It has no yefi, it has nothing to it. So that's the archetypical kli is a kli cheres, because it's kol kulei just a teichin for the, it's just a kli for the teichin. The luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the luchos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it was kol kulei neshama. That's what it was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayipach ba'apov. The kli, the description of neshama in the Torah is vayipach. That's what we have in this world, ruchnius, is neshimasa yisparach. And b'meila dibur is basically kol kulei ruchnius. So when you had dibur, there was not any type of kli that was nitfas in. So it was just like having a neshama without a guf. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him luchos, the luchos were the kli cheres, so to speak, the minimal kli for the Dvar Hashem. It says that the luchos were HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke and the words inscribed themselves. I guess that's the way they call etzba elokim. Al kapanim, it's the pshat, the dibur, in a minimal type of kli. Why does a kli show a kli shows it the reverse of words on the other side, because a kli has two sides. If you take a tablet, if you take a stone has something. A stone has six sides. It has the abaruchos, the top and bottom, front and back, whichever. But the stone is ometzias. When you carve something in the stone, so if you're carving it through and through, so the stone has its own metzias. So on the front side, it's left to right. On the back side, it's right to left. Because the stone had its own hechetimtze, its own metzias. You can't carve more letters into the stone than a stone can hold. So a samach and a mem, there's no stone over there. And b'meila, you can't carve a full samach, a full mem, into a stone. The nisim of b'neis ha'yo'imdim is the pshat. It's the same darga of Aron Noises Noisav. It's the same darga that a person is Noise himself when he's a Chai. It's a Gilui that the Samach and the Mem are there, the stone and the Samach and Mem are there as a Heichetimtza for the Samach and Mem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. It's the stone wrapped itself around the Diburim Kabiyachol, and not that the Diburim were chiseled into the stone. That's what the oimik of that memory is. So the stone was the pure Heichetimtza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, of the Ikka being the Teichin, and the Chutz just being Heichetimtza. So just like a person, when his neshama goes, we say the guf itself is nothing, it's torn kvura. The luchas themselves were kol kuloi heichetimtza for the oisius. And b'meila, it melded itself around the oisius. And you could see the same back and forth, because it's not as if the stone had a metzius of its own. That in this side it's right to left this way, and this side it's right to left this way. It's kol kuloi just heichetimtza for the dibur, b'meila, it puts itself around the dibur, so to speak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the luchais to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world another metzias that has neshama and guf, and that's Torah. We have Adam, Surah Adam, and Klal Yisrael specifically. That's one echetimtza. We have the other echetimtza is Oren, anything to do with Torah is like that. Whether it's Tashmish Yekdusha or the Oren Oisus Noisav, it's the same thing. Torah has in itself a Teichin, and it has itself a Chutz. And b'meila, it parallels itself. And it had to be given to Klal Yisrael that way. I want to go another step, and that's why it's mentioned in the parasha here, because to understand the parasha of Shviras Haluchos, then it's... that's where we had to understand what the luchos were. It's a hakdama for what's going to be happening. It's in the parsha of Shvira Dafka that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the luchos are kol kuloi a guf around the neshama of the teichin, and when the teichin was gone, it needed shvira and gneza. Let's understand though. Let's go another step weiter into the Inyan. In Torah itself, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says also that why was it hollowed out from side to side? To tell me that Torah itself has a Teichen, Torah itself is Nigla Nista. Without going into Nista, not the Nista that we normally mean, there's the Torah that's Baal Peh and the Torah Biksav. The Torah Biksav is the Nigla part, and many Rishonim learn like that, and the Nista part is the entire Metzius of Torah Shebaal Peh. I want to understand a Nakuda in a mistake that people make. The Pashat understanding is that Torah Shebaal Peh is the Chumash, and that's what we have. The Torah Shebaal Peh is a lot more information that we didn't want to make it public. We didn't want to give it to the Masa'ilam. We didn't, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep it hidden. So it was whispered from door to door. It was taught orally to keep it secret so that you can't publish it. That is the way in which people understand it. So they understand Nister as being something hidden. That's not the right understanding of it. Nister means, it says in Chazal, the Baruch Hi Nafshi, as Hashem, the Nefesh was Meshaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things is, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memalek Ol Olam, but he himself is Yoshev V'Seis Estarim, so too the Nefesh, the Neshama, is Memalek the entire Guf, and it itself is totally Nister. Nister is the content of the Nigla. When I tell somebody, do this and this, and I have something else in mind, then it's the nister of it, not because I didn't say it, but because that's inside it. That's what do I mean by it? The formal words are do this and this, but the content of it is something much deeper. Torah itself, was the reason why it was split into two is because there is no real way to give over the content of Torah in Ksav. Ksav itself is always a guf. That's the metzius of it. And it's not only because physically you write with ink on parchment, but the written word itself never ever carries the teichen shebedavar. It never carries the content of it. And that's why Torah shebeksav in itself can never be a complete Torah. Because even if you write up all of Shas and every crumb of Torah shebal peh, from Bavli to Yerushalmi to Sefer to Sefri to Zayah to anything, in its written format, it's kol kuloi ksav, and it's kol kuloi nigla. That's nigla. Just like in a person, the neshama is the teichin to the guf. The koyach hadibur most closely parallels the vayipach ba'apov. So in dibur lies the ability to carry over some of the chiyus of the Torah itself. In other words, Torah Shebal Peh means that no matter how many words you have, the neshama of Torah is always going to come with the Baal Peh Shebai. It's going to come, there's going to be the Koyach and Klal Yisrael to be Meiser, the Nyanim Baal Peh, Midor Dor. So it's not only the formal part of the Halacha of Torah, of Gemara, of Zohar, whatever it is, that's Nister. The Nister is the flavor with which, the content, the neshama with which Torah is giving me dar dar. And Nesinas HaTorah could only be that way. There is no makom, just like divorcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, the Bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Tzuras Adam from the neshama doesn't exist. A mummy is a mockery of a person. When you make a mummy of a person, you're not preserving the person. You're preserving adrabe. You're downgrading the person terribly. You're keeping the piece of meat around and saying, "Oh, this is this and this person." Somebody once remarked, and I think it was somebody had learned the Mir in Europe. He was an old man already. And someone said that they're going to give back the yeshiva, the government's going to give back the yeshiva to the mayor. And he said, it's a sheker. And someone asked him, no, it's true. He said, are they going to give back the Lev Malin? Are they going to give back the Shmuel Charkova? They're going to give back the stones and the woods. The stones and woods are Polish. No need for them. There's no, any attachment to a metzias without the teichin is a very zardik. It's not the guf, and that's why the covet of the guf is adarabba. When the neshama is not there, the guf is also not there. It's nignas. Adarabba, the yesoid of tchias hamesim. Let's go one step. So b'meila, when a person, let's take Linyanena first. When a person is learning Torah, what a person gets more than anything else from a tzibur, from a yeshiva, from a rebbe, a person could sit and learn himself. He could learn himself without a rebbe b'chol. If he's bright enough, he has enough dictionaries and enough sfarim, he could puzzle out the Gemara himself, could figure it out. Before yeshivas became very rooted, people learned themselves, and big people grew up, but by and large, there was a tremendous Yiridus HaTorah. And the reason was that it lost the neshama of it. You the words you can figure out if you're smart, but the neshama can only be given by a neshama. It's only the kli that can carry the neshama of Torah from place to place is the neshama of a person. And without that, so within a tzibur and a rabbi, mipi rabbi, the neshama shaboy gets carried on. the flip side of it is, it says that the Shivri Luchas were Nignas with the Luchas together. And from that you learn that a Talmud Chacham, that's a Sheva Kli, Talmud Chacham Shach Talmudai, you have to mechabit him, because Shivri Luchas Menachim im Aluchas. Let's say a person, we'll give an example. Let's say a Kli was the Iker. A person has a very, very beautiful crystal vase. And inside it, there are candies. The vase breaks, so that's it. There's no way to, you can buy a new vase, but a broken vase is broken. There's no way in the world that it can get reconstructed, and it's gone. Let's take the same muscle, and instead of having a crystal vase, the person has a plastic bowl filled with candies, filled with roses, whatever it is. And it happens to break. So the person takes the roses or the candies, puts them on the side, digs up another cheap plastic bowl, and puts it into there. And it's the same. In other words, because all we had roses before, we have roses now. Roses can't be on the table as long as no bowl for them, as long as no vase for them, they're not on the table. But tachlis, I might have roses, and I have another kli. In as much as there's a tfisa in the guf, that the guf is the person, there's no tchias amesim. Elowat HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create another guf. So it looks like Reuven, it sounds like Reuven, but where's Reuven? It's not Reuven. It's a new, this Reuven was born in Tav Shin, and this person is born in Tav Shin Shin. So what's the tzushta? There's two different brias. But since the tfisa in Adam is, when a person has a Sefer Torah that's worn out, he goines it and he writes a new Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is what's in it. The Sefer Torah is the Teichen Shavoy. So it just needs another Echatimtza. And it's the same Torah. V'zeisa Torah, Shesem Moshe, Fnei Bnei Yisrael. We point, this is the same Torah. It's a new parchment, new ink. But the Torah is not the parchment, not the ink. It's what's written here. And b'meil is the same Torah. The side of Tchias HaMesim in the Bria is from the Shivrei Luchos Menachim with the Luchos Ne'orin, because it's one and the same. If Torah had been the Evan itself, then once the Evan would be broken, there's no Tekum anymore. Because that Evan's gone. You can make a new Evan. That's not reconstructing. Understanding if a Talmud Chacham Sheshachar Talmudai, but there's a neshama where the Talmud stays etched in, and it's still and it's there. So this guf can no longer serve as a pipeline for the neshama, but the neshama is there, and either Kadosh Baruch Hu will be merachim, and he'll be healed, and he'll be once again at Sinur, or lasid lavoi. But the lasid lavoi is the same thing because it's the teichin that's there, and in shivri luchos menachem luchos, that's a tikkun for that. For that Indian. It says that the Mahalchim of Luchas of Egel was the same Mahalchim as Adam and Gzerev Misa in Gan Eden. When Adam was in Gan Eden, is Niknas Misa Olav. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, the Paska Zumasam, Banimatel Himatem, the Elion Kulchem, Ochen Kibne Adam to Musun, it was a repeat again of that same incident. The difference is that when we were given Torah, we were given the Echatimtza of Tchias HaMesim as well. V'chaye Olam Nata V'Seichenu means that Torah is Teufis in a person, a Mokim on the Neshama. It is, the Guf does mitzvahs, and definitely it's loss of love, a person has schar, but the Etzem inscription, Torah is be'etzem something that describes itself on the Neshama. And that itself becomes the Hechatimtza for Tchia again, because if you give it a new Kli, it's the same person by virtue of it being the same Teichen with a new Kli. It has two, the Inyan has two ramifications for us. The first Inyan is that a person has to understand that there's another dimension to Torah besides the dry letters, besides the technical letters, besides the technical lamdas, is the neshama shaboy. And a person gets that b'mesira of dafka mi'ish le'ish. It's something that has no other real echatimtza, unless a person is on a darga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly infuses him with that neshama. It's only shayach. It's like when you light a fire to a fire to a fire. That's the inyan of smich. All those inyanim that goes on from door to door. That's one year. And a person has to understand that his measure of a Talmud Chacham is not only how much knowledge he has and how well he can dissect it and how well he can analyze it, how he can put it together. The question is, does he feel that he has a neshama in it? Does he feel the neshama of the Oisius, of the Teich of Torah? And the second half is that same responsibility that to get to it, that a person feels that something in his neshama turns off from Torah, that he has a feel for the neshama of what he's learning, not just the words and so on. That also becomes the person's tikkun l'asilavai. The shviras haluchais was kind of the single biggest shvira in Klal Yisrael. It was Klal Yisrael's hardest moment. And the reason for the shvira became the reason for the tikkun. That itself, those luchais became the echitimtza for shivir luchais menachim ba'arin with the luchais, because it was ta'un shvira, because you can't have Torah without neshama. And to bring down pieces of stone that where Klal Yisrael's ruach, as ruach of the Zara, is meaningless Torah, that itself tells me also that when Klal Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mara alena ruach mimoran, when Klal Yisrael's ruach does become right, and when there is a ruach nachadish bekebenu, then the Torah they get back, the luchis they get back, has the same toichin, the same content, and it's a chiddush of the old. It's not new luchis. It's a ischachus of the old luchis, a harbinger of Tchias HaMeisim.